The court's ruling in what's known as the Giles case overturned the conviction of a California man who killed his wife. He'll get a new trial now because the court says prosecutors violated his Sixth Amendment right to confront his accuser by using statements his wife made months before he killed her. But prosecutor Jeff Gripe says the outcry over how this ruling may discourage victims from reporting abuse is misplaced.
The Giles decision enables us to be far more effective in the courtroom because it's an affirmation that what we're doing is exactly what our Constitution was designed to both protect us from and ensure that defendants maintain their constitutional rights.
But Gripe says the only way for prosecutors and victims to use the ruling to their advantage is to train victims to save any evidence of written or verbal abuse so that it can be used in the courtroom. It's known as the Milwaukee model. Gripe says it requires training a wide range of social service, health, and legal workers who work with abuse victims. Central to the model is the use of witness intimidation laws to prevent abusers from scaring their victims away from the justice system.
Offenders that intentionally dissuade witnesses from coming to court is not only not tolerated, it waives their right of confrontation. And that was affirmed in the Giles decision, and is something that in Milwaukee we strive with every case to achieve, to make sure that victims are safe in the system.
So while the Giles decision may give some perpetrators a chance at a new trial, it also provides the tools to deter or convict more abusers. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.